Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patch Crane in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate. You want in on the action? Here's how you do it. 844-477-3776. 844-477-ESPN. You can also get me on Twitter at PCrayton1. Big time Timmy H. Tim Holcomb on the other side. At the Master Controls, get him on Twitter at THulk18. And look, the NBA is probably the sport where the bubble makes the most sense, right? They have the smallest rosters. They can put a bunch of teams together and figure out, okay, we can kind of keep everybody separate. It's hard to do when you've got 30 or 53 or more players on each team when you're talking about the NBA and, you know, 12 active guys, 15 guys total. It's a lot simpler as far as just sheer numbers. And the idea is, hey, we're going to have these guys go to their own facilities. They're going to work out like a pre-training camp. We're going to test them all the time. We're going to make sure before they come into the bubble in Orlando that they're clean. They've been clean for weeks. Then when they get here, we're going to keep them sequestered here. In the bubble, in Lake Buena Vista, you know, at the Disney Resort. You know, it's a rough life being quarantined at a 5-star resort and having everybody cater everything to you, I know. But lots of testing going on in the bubble. Nobody leaves, nobody gets in. Everybody who was going to work the event. So if you're media, if you're an official, if you're a team employee, you're in the bubble. You're getting tested every day. You had to be tested for a couple weeks beforehand. Once you get in, you're in. There's no getting out. If you are an employee of Disney and you work at the particular resort, whether you're management or you're working the front desk or you are housekeeping or you're janitorial or you're food service, whatever it is, your life is now inside this bubble. You don't go home. You don't pass go. You don't collect $200. You are staying at the facility. You are living at the facility 24/7. When you're not at work, you're in your room, put on the TV, order room service, do whatever you do, and that's it. They're going to have security all around the facility. We're going to have limited access points to enter. You know, exit and emergency is different. But to enter, limited access points, all guarded by security to prevent anybody from getting in who doesn't belong there. Anybody who does belong there, bringing somebody in who doesn't belong there. Not bringing in any kind of contraband or people or whatnot, right? This is supposed to be the perfect situation for the bubble. And they're going to have this short little training camp. Then they're going to bang out 8 games. And then it's going to be NBA playoffs. Let's roll. And it's just supposed to be that easy. It's going to be almost foolproof. Like, how can it go? Everything is in place. Nothing could go wrong. And as soon as somebody says nothing could go wrong, everything can go wrong. What are the chances of stuff going sideways in the bubble, right? Adam Silver talked about this yesterday with Time Magazine. What would it take if, you know, for the NBA, if they restarted, to have to shut down again? He talked about how, hey, number one, there's no guarantee we're going to start. Florida's, you know, spreading like crazy. If their numbers keep going up, and last week they had a day where they had 9,600 new cases in a day. So if things continue to deteriorate in Florida, if things go sideways at the Disney World campus, if a large group of players all test positive to the point where you are basically rendering teams unable to play. Well, how could that happen if everybody's constantly being tested and checked and marked and they're wearing these rings that tell you, oh, do they have a fever? Do they have this? Do they have that? This is to monitor everything electronically. Well, Damian Lillard, whose words carry a lot of weight in the NBA and the NBPA, had this to say regarding his confidence level that the NBA bubble can actually work.
My confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you're telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules. Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position. You know what I'm saying?
Now, we're talking about one of the best players in the NBA. We are talking about a guy who is his team's union representative in Damian Lillard. And he doesn't think the bubble can work because he doesn't think guys can actually do what they're told. I'm not going to lie. I don't think they can either. We're talking about young, rich, like crazy rich, dudes who have been, you know, catered to their whole lives, have never needed to want for anything since they became pros and just crazy rich. And, you know, based on what we've learned about how things work in college basketball, probably didn't really have to worry about anything then either because they're probably getting all kinds of money under the table, which, hey, listen, secure your bag. But guys, young, especially single, although we know that doesn't really matter in the NBA, they're going to want to get their hookup on. They're going to want to get their smoke on. And that's got to make its way into the bubble. How does it get into the bubble? Well, you know, kind of like everything else in this country, if you have enough money, doors find a way open. They're going to have security around these facilities, but do you really think this is like Secret Service detail type security? This is like former Army Ranger style security? Or do you think this is, hey, we took bids from 15 companies and the team that gave us the lowest bid won? And if that means, you know, Two-Tooth Tony and Joey Bag of Donuts and old Jim Bob from down the way are the guys who are going to be the security guards making 12, 14 bucks an hour because they gave the lowest bid, well, you can rest assured that absolutely is going to happen. Right? The number one edict handed down to all these security guys is not going to be about don't let anybody tell the players, don't let anybody in, inspect every package. It's going to be don't hawk the players for autographs. Don't hawk the players for photos. Don't hawk the players like you're going to be their best friend. I'm going to be your go-to guy. Hey, whatever you need, you just come get me. I'm your dude. Yeah, that's going to be the first thing they're told. Do not hawk the players. Because half of them are going to be starstruck. And you know what? These guys who are starstruck, man, those players, man, they know. These guys have seen so many people look at them with the big glossy eyes. They know when you're starstruck, and they know how to take advantage of you. All right, some $14 an hour security guard sitting at the gate saying, no, you can't come in, no, you can't come in, no, you can't come in. And then a player walks up and goes, hey, man, look, here's $1,000. Let the next three people slide in. Just, you know, hit reset on the camera or whatnot, and we're good, and I'll take care of you again later on. That's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Hey, man, I got this package coming in, and I need to get this package. I need you to not stop it. His $1,000, go, you know, just rubber stamp it. You got to get something past the desk, put a few grand up there, buy him a few pizzas. Man, when I was in college, late in my college career, when I had already pretty much broken down and wasn't ever going to play anything ever again, I worked with a security company, and one of the buildings that we ran security for had like $50 million worth of really sensitive equipment, and there's a ton of cash in this building, and we had three guards. The guy who sat at the desk was like 80 years old. Half time he was sleeping, he wasn't looking at the cameras. You had one guy outside driving like an old Nissan Sentra with the yellow lights on it to make it look, oh yeah, we're patrolling the grounds. And then you had one person who walked around the building and used a key to swipe at various checkpoints so that you could say, oh yeah, I walked around the building, I was patrolling the building, look, I checked in at every spot. That was $50 million worth of stuff that they were guarding. NBA's got more money. And those players absolutely are the product, 100%. But those players want to play by their own rules. And if that means on week one, I need to get a package of my favorite Mary Jane, and week two, I need a few of my favorite Insta girls to show up and take care of my business, I'm going to find a way to get that done because I'm rich and I can. And when you have money, obstacles go away. And when obstacles go away, rules break down. When rules break down, people get the Rona. And I will tell you that it will happen. Somebody will break the rules. I am really interested to see if when that somebody breaks the rules, if the players are like, look, man, it was going to happen. I can't blame them. Or if they're basically going to put the scarlet letter on him and outcast him and just trash him to the media left and right about what a selfish jerk he was. And I don't think they're going to do that because I have a really hard time thinking only one person would actually do it. And here's Damian Lillard telling you that's exactly what's going to happen. Dudes are not going to follow all the rules. When they don't really have any rules, they don't follow the rules. And he's like, look, I hope that whatever rules they break, they're not going to put everybody at risk. We're not all going to wind up being exposed to the virus. He's okay with the league's plan. It's not the league that's the problem. It's the actions of the guys who play in the league that are the problem, because they're young and they're rich and they want to live their life and they feel like they're invincible. I really want to be young and rich and feel like I'm invincible again. I miss those days. Well, not that I was ever young and rich and felt invincible. I was young and I felt invincible. The rich part I never quite had under control. Very unfortunate. I think we all deserve a chance to be young and rich and feel invincible. But the NBA bubble is going to be kind of the standard for what goes on. And if they can't pull it off, that's going to make it an awful lot harder for everybody else to try to pull their leagues off. All right, coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patrick Crane in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate. 877-844-477-3776. 844-477-ESPN. Now, this is one of the things that literally makes you scratch your head. Tim, I'm going to give you a list of names. I want you, when we wrap this up, tell me what all these guys have in common, okay?
Okay.
Brett Hundley, Matt Schaub, Matt Barkley, RG3, Nick Foles, Drew Stanton, Ryan Finley, Jeff Driscoll, David Blau, Gardner Minshew, Josh Dobbs, John Wolford, Nathan Peterman, Tyrod Taylor, Sean Mannion, Nate Sudfeld, Joe Flacco, Nick Mullins, Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph, Blaine Gabbert, Geno Smith, Kyle Allen. What do those guys all have in common?
All backup quarterbacks.
They are all backup quarterbacks. They also suck. All these teams with absolute trash backup quarterbacks, which is an issue in the league, by the way. And nobody wanted Cam Newton. Nobody was interested in taking a flyer. Nobody was interested in, hey, you know what? Let's give him a contract. Let's see what happens. No. Only, like, the Sith Lords of the NFL, the New England Patriots, Senator Palpatine himself as head coach, they're the only team that thinks, hey, you know what? We should probably give a guy who is a former MVP and is a really dynamic player, you know, let's give him a really cheapo contract because, well, nobody else is offering him squat, so we win, right? And the rest of the league just, it's almost like Belichick lulled everyone into this idea of, yeah, well, we're going to start Jared Stidham. I'm not tanking for Trevor Lawrence, but I might be. Seattle. Do you have any football questions? That guy got everybody, like, lulled to sleep, and then boom, oh, by the way, here's Cam Newton. I don't understand how nobody else in the NFL thought Cam Newton was worth checking out. And don't give me the, well, nobody knew if he was healthy. Joe Flacco's got a broken neck! Matt Schaub has never found a defensive secondary player he didn't want to throw a touchdown pass to since 2013. Brett Hundley sucks so bad, he got ran out of Green Bay. You know, I mean, I don't want to say bad things about RG3, but, you know, if you look at him the wrong way, he breaks. There's a lot of awful quarterbacking in the NFL. Nobody thought, hey, you know what? Let's take a flyer on Cam Newton. Let's bring Cam in. Let's get a little workout done with him. I understand you have to do it, you know, over Zoom or FaceTime or whatever the hell stupid app you use, right? But all I need to know is he healthy? Because he hasn't been healthy in 2 years. Is he healthy? Did basically missing the whole season last year let Cam get his body right? Isn't that what Andrew Luck needed? Andrew Luck needed a whole year to get his body right because he was just taking abuse in Indianapolis where they decided, well, you know, we were going to have this massively tremendous offensive line for Peyton Manning, but for Andrew Luck, bah, screw it, let him get killed. Eventually, it wore on him. His body broke. But a year later, well, Andrew Luck looked an awful lot like Andrew Luck. Will a year later, will Cam Newton look an awful lot like the guy that we know Cam Newton to be when he's a healthy player? Because if he is that not the biggest coup in the NFL this year? $550,000 guaranteed. It should almost be illegal, right? Now, Cam's going to make $1 million a year base salary. And he gets $700,000 per game roster bonus that caps up at $7.5 million. But if you can get Cam Newton, like the real Cam Newton, for $7.5 million, that is literally the definition of stealing in the NFL. By the New England Patriots.
Now, do you think that the part of the reason could be is that maybe he was asking a little bit too much and then his price tag finally came down a little bit?
I don't think it was a matter of Cam asking too much. I think it was a matter of teams not offering. From what we've learned, no other team even made an inquiry for an offer. That's insane to me.
Yeah, I can't defend that.
Hey, look at the trash that has contracts. Cam Newton's going to max out if he hits every bonus at $7.5 million, and the Patriots still have the right to franchise him at the end of the year. Now, granted, if you're Cam and that franchise tag comes down, you're probably going to make about $33, $34 million. It's really not that bad. But the idea that the Patriots were the one and only team to think Cam Newton was worth a dang, Think about all the other teams in the NFL that have not just backup quarterback problems, but have quarterback problems. Nobody was willing to take a chance on Cam Newton. I mean, the Jets took a chance on broken Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco hasn't been good in 5 years. Joe Flacco played with a busted neck. Joe Flacco could do one thing in his entire career. I was throw the ball deep. And they won a Super Bowl because Anquan Boldin had a catch radius the size of a semi. But, you know, the idea of, oh, they're definitely going to start Jarrett Stidham. You could make a legitimate argument that the Patriots were tanking. You know, they let all those players on defense go in the offseason. They didn't bring in anybody. I mean, next year they're going to have a truckload of comp picks. You know, they still haven't really addressed their skill position players on offense. They don't have any, you know, real big-time receivers. Edelman's another year older. You know, maybe they're just going to, look, they win three games. They're going to take their chances, go after Trevor Lawrence. Could you imagine you follow Tom Brady with Trevor Lawrence? If that's not vomit-inducing, I don't know what is. But here, and this creates a really interesting conundrum for the Patriots, because if you're going to have Cam and Cam plays well, and you think, oh, hey, you know what? We've got something with Cam. Do the Patriots then go out and start making deals to bring in more talent on offense? Or they say, hey, you know what? Cam played well for a couple of games, but we didn't win, so in the tank we go. Sorry, Cam, you're going to sit. There's so many different ways to twist how the Patriots handle this. But the fact that they were the one and only team to look at Cam Newton and say, hey, you know what, let's take a shot here. Let's see what we got. We're not really putting any money out there. We're getting a guy who's a former MVP, who's a dynamic player. Let's throw some dice. What do we got? They're the only ones. That's just insane to me. But it does bring me to this question. Right now, what team are you more interested in? The Panthers with Teddy Bridgewater, the Patriots with Cam Newton, or the Bucks with Tom Brady? Patch Creighton in for Mark Ryan, Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Patch Creighton in for Mark Ryan, Offsides, ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-477-ESPN. On the phone line, on Twitter, at PCreighton1, at T-Hulk18, my man, big time, Timmy H, at the controls. Right now, assuming we have an NFL season that starts on time, which, you know, look, they're the NFL, and they probably don't really give a damn about me, you, or anybody else. They just look at us like we're piggy banks. What team most interests you? Now, I know for most people it's always going to be the home team. But, unique situation, probably the greatest player in the history of the home team now plays on the team that almost the entire world universally hates, south of New Haven, Connecticut. So, you know, Matt Rhule, Teddy B with the Panthers, Cam Newton now with the evil empire, the New England Patriots, or the guy who led the evil empire, now going down to Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Which of these teams are you most interested in? 844-477-ESPN. Because as much as, you know, I got to see playing Matt Rhule at Baylor, and I think Matt Rhule did a phenomenal job fixing that program, because that program was way worse than broken. I thought he did a phenomenal job. He did a great job at Temple, and then did a great job at Baylor. And I think Matt Rhule will be very successful. I do think he will create the culture he wants with the Panthers. I don't think it's going to happen year one. But he doesn't have to worry about it happening year one. He's signed basically for as long as Bobby Bonilla Day is going to exist. The Panthers will be different. They're going to run a lot of different stuff. But at the same time, I don't know how exciting they're going to be. Now, the Patriots with Cam Newton have the opportunity to be exciting. My problem with that is I don't want the Patriots to be exciting. I want them to stink. If the Patriots never win a game for the next 10 years, I'm cool with that. I mean, does anybody actually like the Patriots? If you like the Patriots, you probably also like lima beans. You know, you like flat tires. You're probably just a bad person in general. And then Tom Brady with the Bucks. So the Bucks have been, well, they've been a mediocre to lousy team for a long time. You probably have a little bit of this, wow, the Bucks with those weapons and Tom Brady, they might have a really great offense, but wouldn't it be really cool if everything went to hell? You get that little smile over your face like, everything goes to hell. Can we have Tampa Bay and the Patriots both be awful? Start to get a little giddy feeling like a kid who's got like 5 pounds of candy in front of him. Like, I don't know what to eat first. Man, that's the hard part of it. See, I'm really intrigued by Cam Newton with the Patriots. And I want Cam to do well, and I want the Patriots to lose forever. I don't have, like, animosity towards the Bucks. They're not good enough to have animosity towards. I like Bruce Arians. A lot of Bruce Arians is a hell of a coach. And they got some great young weapons. But do I really need to see Tom Brady win anymore? Nah, not really. Not going to lie. That is a ship I do not need to see sail. I'll be very happy if they just start springing leaks all over the place. And they really only need to spring one, and that's Tom himself. Yeah, greatest quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Done. I am tired of watching that movie. Like I said, before the Patriots signed Cam Newton, you can make the argument they were going to tank. Jarrett Stidham, Julian Edelman, a bunch of, who's this guy? Letting all those defensive players go. You could make the argument they were trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence. And if anybody had built up enough cachet to be able to do that, not take any backlash from the fans whatsoever, it's Bill Belichick. Who, by the way, isn't it convenient they announced the Cam Newton signing the same day that they get another slap on the wrist for cheating yet again? Illegal filming yet again? Here's your little BS fine. And I, the whole idea of, well, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. They were filming the Bengals last year. Now, on one hand, you could say, well, they don't really need to film the Bengals to beat them because the Bengals stunk. That's true. So then why were they doing it? And it comes down to one really simple thing. It's not that they decided to film the Bengals. It's that that's the week they got caught. They film everybody. They just got caught filming the Bengals. So, yeah, I want the Patriots to lose forever. You know, does that create a conflict to you? Are you in the boat of, man, I really want Cam to kick ass, but screw the Patriots? You know, one of those years you're like, you know, listen, I'm going to root for the Panthers, but I don't expect the Panthers to be very good. And I want Cam to do well, but screw the Patriots. Oh, yeah, and screw the Bucks and Tom Brady. It's always okay to say screw a division rival. And it's always okay to say screw Tom Brady. Those are like interesting conflicts that I have. Tim, do you have the conflict of, I want Cam to do well, but man, I hate the Patriots.
Oh, absolutely. I love Cam Newton because I'm a big Panthers fan. And I want to see him do so good. But golly day, I do not want to see the Patriots even have a winning season at all, man. I'd like to see them go 0-16, but I find myself at conflict because I love Cam Newton for what he did here in Carolina, getting an MVP season 2015, taking us 15-1, man. But golly, day, it's going to be so hard to root for him at all in those Patriot colors, man. It's going to be difficult.
Do you find that the Panthers are really trying to distance themselves from Cam Newton? I mean, I know the team had put out this tweet, was it a couple of weeks ago? Like, you know, who's the GOAT Panthers player? And Cam Newton's not on it. Like, how is that even possible? Mm-hmm. Are they trying to separate themselves from Cam Newton?
I believe so. And I think they're trying to say, hey, we've moved on and everything. But I think they're doing so at a very extreme level. I don't know why exactly they're trying to do it at this level, but I mean, I respect the ability to be able to move on from him because I don't know if the man's ever going to be healthy again. But to be able to just distance yourself from Cam Newton at this extreme, I don't like it. I don't agree with it.
See, I'm with you on that. I understood the Panthers had to move on, right? A lot of that team had kind of aged over. And they had a lot of guys they had to deal with injuries and guys retiring. It was time to rebuild the team. I totally understand that. New blood, new message, new leader. Hey, we're going to redo the whole thing. And in doing so, you need to move on from the quarterback that's, you know, you've allowed to take an absolute beating for the last several years to the point where his body is broken down. And I understand, you know, we're going to pay him, you know, $19, $20 million to not know whether or not he was going to be healthy or not. I totally get all that. But the idea of, hey, we're going to act like Cam Newton was never really that good. We're not really going to pay any attention to him. We're just kind of going to ignore him completely. And, you know, we'll talk about some great players we had on defense who were great players. Right? We're not saying these guys weren't great players. But none of them are Cam Newton. None of them won MVPs. None of them took you to a Super Bowl going 15-1 where they were the guy. That was Cam. So it is like that great conflict. I really want Cam to stick it up everybody as you know what. But man, if the Patriots went 0 for the 20s, like the whole decade, I'd be cool with that. And I'd be cool with Tom Brady sucking in Tampa Bay. I'd be cool with that, too. And how hilarious would it be if the Panthers in rebuild wound up having a better record than the Patriots and the Bucks? About as likely to happen as me suddenly growing to be 7'2" and being a starting center in the NBA in the bubble, but it would be pretty damn hilarious. I'd probably be okay with it. All right, coming up next, you know, this is something that probably won't make you feel any better about a sports restart. Patrick Creighton in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great in for Mark Ryan. Offsides, ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. So this is probably not going to make you feel really good about sports restarting, because much like the NBA is trying to start in their bubble, well, MLS is trying to start in their bubble. And, you know, Tim, we were just talking off air, and you were telling me about how Man City is basically beating Liverpool like the dog that ate the couch. And I'm not a big soccer guy. I watch, you know, World Cup and CONCACAF. I work some of the national team stuff. I like to watch it in person. I like to be in the stadium and watch soccer, but just watching soccer on TV, it doesn't really do a whole lot for me. So, things that are going on at the MLS bubble, which is maybe a day or two from bursting. After we had the pictures of those $65 Firefest sandwiches that they were getting that literally looked like these were worse than elementary school level, like, camping sandwiches. You're giving world-class athletes, like, two pieces of ham, a slice of cheese, on a piece of bread. $65. After we got past that whole epic disaster, well, heard today that Minnesota had a morning practice, and then two players on the team tested positive. The whole team was exposed. They had gone to eat, and then everybody was told to leave and go to your rooms, and then they were told about the positive tests. So this, they're in the bubble, but they're positive. And it turns out these guys from Minnesota had been hanging out with guys from Columbus, and those guys tested positive. So the Columbus guys gave it to the Minnesota guys, just so we think. MLS is back! And this goes into the whole idea of, can a bubble work? Because look, once it's in the bubble, how do you get it out? You know, if these COVID-19 cases keep spiking up, there may not be an MLS tournament in Orlando. And look, this is the first team sport trying to come back. Their successes and failures are going to be magnified, even though MLS actually ranks below the NHL on the what do I give a bleep scale as an American sports fan. If they had successful plans, if they did things right, other leagues would try to implement it. Doing it wrong, say, all right, don't want to do this, don't want to do that, don't want to do this. So more teams in the bubble with positive tests, guys who had trained together, had meals together, and now they're all testing positive. This sucks. There's nothing good about this. This is why Damian Lillard's going, you know, I don't know that this is going to work. I don't trust that guys are going to be able to stay clear of Rona, not do things they shouldn't. We don't even know if these guys were doing stuff they shouldn't. We just know they're testing positive and they're all mixed in together. I don't know if they went out when they shouldn't have, or if they're sneaking girls into the campus, or, you know, if they got, you know, their, I don't want to say their dealer, let's say their recreational pharmaceutical distributor coming around to get them some things that they need or want or like. But it's in the bubble. And this says, all right, well, MLS is now in danger of not actually playing. Legit, like, may not actually play. That then focuses all eyes on the NBA with a much higher profile. And everything they do will be scrutinized 20 times more. If MLS and NBA playing with no fans in seclusion in a bubble, if they can't get it off the ground, how am I supposed to feel confident in Major League Baseball, in the NFL, in college football, where they've got more players, more proximity. For football, way more contact. How am I supposed to feel confident that is going to work? I'm Patrick Grade in for Mark Ryan. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.